Half an hour later, Mrs. Bower's body was found in a lonely lane. She had been shot twice, in the chest and neck, and subsequent examination established that the bullets had been fired from a .25-caliber Colt revolver. The crime aroused the utmost indignation, and local organizations offered a reward of $8,000 for the identification and conviction of her murderer, the dark man wearing tortoiseshell spectacles who drove a Ford car and owned a .25 Colt revolver, a combination of conditions which could be fulfilled by one man only, the murderer himself. It did not take Harry Hoffman long to realize that the description of the wanted man fitted him almost exactly. He was dark-skinned, he often wore tortoiseshell spectacles, he owned a Ford sedan, and he possessed, quite legitimately, a Colt revolver. He had no alibi for the afternoon of 25 March. Hoffman panicked. He sent his gun to his brother, with a letter telling him to keep it in a safe place, and he set out to manufacture alibis for the fatal afternoon. Nor did it take the police long to realize that Hoffman, the local man, fitted the description of Mrs. Bower's killer. On 17 April, they came to see him. Police patrolman McCormick, he was told, had identified him as the driver of a Model T Ford he had seen at 4:25 p.m., 1,500 yards from the scene of the crime, coming from the direction of South Avenue on the afternoon of 25 March.